game.
I love it, man. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, patience. Great word. I love that. That's actually just great advice for life.
Yeah.
Patience is something that, don't get me wrong, work hard and try to get it. But
of course,
understand that if it doesn't happen tomorrow, like you said, if it doesn't happen overnight, it's okay. Don't expect to have that one banger. Don't expect to have, just know that it will come. That when you put the work in and you love what you do, you said from the very beginning of the show, you talked about you love what you do. You talked about your family, your why. You talked about, you know, that having mentorship is huge for you to grow. Talking about who those people are, how they become family, and that's why it's important. You talked about, you know, what this whole game is and what selling cars like candy bars is all about to you. You talked about, you know, making sure that your wife is happy. We do have to have a balanced life in order to have a real good life. Because growth, you grow too much one way and you lose balance on another, it falls apart. This won't last.
Right.
So you have to have that balance. So making sure the wife's happy, making sure you have your five kids all loving on you, sitting on your lap during Zoom meetings, doing all this, having the greatest year of your life. Man, this has been a whole lot of fun. My fifth question I have for you, my friend.
Yeah.
What has been the greatest reward for everything that you have done? Your greatest
the
reward.
The greatest reward. I think it – well, let me think about this for like 2 seconds. That's a big one.
It is, man. It always is.
Here's what's coming to mind. The biggest reward for me, after going through everything that I've gone through, was being able to build some solid relationships. And I'm gonna call some people out because there's some people that have really. You know, the Alfaro family is that one family, right? That one family that got me in the car. Like, there's segments of my life, right? You know, the first segment was selling cars like candy bars. In the car game, was in there 16, 17 years, whatever it may be. Then I went into the training aspect, right? Doing that type of stuff, you know, and doing my own business. And doing that and doing stuff like this, there was another mentor that I'm working with now. You know, everyone knows that I'm doing digital marketing now. I thought I knew digital marketing, but I'm really going, I'm lethal, G. I'm super lethal in this field now. But I'm only lethal only because I have a mentor in Mark Dibb. He's the CEO of MXS Solutions, and I'm going to give him a shout out, and I'm going to give the company a shout out. Because for I think about a year, the CEO was trying to get me to work for his group, for his team. And forever, I was like, no, I have my own thing. I make my own hours. I make my own money. I get to call the shots, that type of thing. And, you know, when I met him, after building that relationship with him, and then it became more than just him trying to land another, you know, exec for his company. It became a real relationship and a real, a genuine relationship for moving forward. It's something that I feel is going to last for a very, very long time. But I think the biggest reward that I have had is just the relationships that I have built along the way. When I add people on LinkedIn or people, you know, or if I reach out to people, there's something about you that really is like, I want to mess with you, right? Like, we have to understand in the car games that, you know, I hate to use these words, but there's a lot of strokes, there's a lot of put-togethers, there's a lot of people with bad intentions that are still in this game. And, you know, a guy like myself, and there's a couple of other guys like you, we could see it from a mile away if I'm getting jacked around or not. You know what I mean? And so when you find those people and you find those type of connections and relationships, you just got to hold on to them because there's not a lot of us. There's not a lot of genuine, willing to help, do what you need to do, you know, and look to you, you know, try to help you with your best interests. You know, that's what I love about who I work for. I love Mark, that whole team, because literally they understand my family dynamics. They know I have a million kids, a basketball team. They know, you know, that, you know, there was a moment in time where I just almost gave up because I was just like, dude, I'm done with this, right? And he picked me back up. He reminded me of the things that I told you about family. He reminded me of the things about patience. And he's also one of the guys that makes sure that I'm still putting out content. You know, he says, John, that's your greatest asset. You giving back to everyone is your greatest asset. This is why people mess with you. This is why you're going to be successful in this business, in the digital side, right? If you go to the card game, that's easy. The card game is easy. I left the card game because it got too easy for me. It got too easy. Selling cards like candy bars,
bro.
Easy. I'm telling everyone, selling cards is easy. It's easy, right? And it comes down to being yourself. As long as you're yourself, you're going to sell cars like candy bars. Digital marketing world, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Everything is the same. Life is the same. Just be true and people will mess with you. So to answer your question for that last five-liner is just building solid, genuine relationships. And you too are a part of that relationship when it comes down to genuine people that are out there in the car industry and in the automotive industry that are doing great things for a lot of people. So I really, really appreciate that when it comes down to it.
That's, I mean, I'm blessed, beyond blessed to hear you, I mean, throw that kind of love our way. But beyond blessed on another level, just because I see the levels that we're able to see together as we continue to join forces with different incredible people like you. This is the entire reason why the cultures are finding each other. This is why it's been a long time coming, because up until I'm here today, all of the experiences that I've had up until this moment in life have been designed for me to finally run into this connection with such an incredible light like you that is joining the solutionaries that are rising, saying, listen, folks, be yourself.
Yes.
But
yeah.
Workers. See, here's the thing that so many people mess up when it comes to praying, right? Is that they keep asking God to do something inside of their finances when in their finances, you are the one that was already given the gift to gain wealth. You have to go work, though. The word says that if you don't work, you don't eat. This is something that Gabe was always big about, right? You don't work, you don't eat. That's just how that goes. And so it's not something that we do it so that I can deserve the right to. No, I get the chance to do this job. I am blessed with the opportunity to go to work. I am blessed with the opportunity to work beside these people. I'm blessed to be able to help people that don't know something as good as I know it. I know how to help you get a car guy. I know how to put together a contract, F&I guy. I know how to assemble all of these great vendors and a great product and put them in front of a customer dealer, right? And I know how to make sure that your message, Mr. Dealer, gets connected to everybody inside of the digital land that needs to drive an automobile, because this is the part where you need a master that can do this part of the job for you. You need to be teamed up with. Assembling all of these people together is helping others that are not as strong as you inside of a department you are strong in. And Brian Ortega is over here, and he's quoting Acts 20.
Oh, Brother B!
Right? So he's quoting the Lord, or he's quoting the Lord being quoted, right? In this scripture, they're talking about how you are where it is that you are so that you can help the weak. And then he goes on to say, as quoted, as Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than receive. Okay, and that is where all of the culmination comes together. I don't want to have a cup of coffee by myself. It's more fun to have a cup of coffee with somebody else. You know what I mean?
All right.
Get some of that. But to bring that all together, again, I'm just so inspired. And again, if you were just sitting right here, I'd talk all night. And that's, you know, but we're sitting on the show, so we might still do that anyway. And we already have. But I'm so thankful that you're able to put all of that together. But this is what the heartbeat that we're ultimately all in cadence with is wanting to help people connect the truest version of themselves to the people that need it most. And nothing less. And that what's yours is yours. You don't have to take anybody's. And nobody can take yours.
That's what's so beautiful about life, folks. Life isn't about being better than Lou, being better than John, being better than me. It's about being better than you. Yes, you are right now. Wake up tomorrow and be better than you were today. You do that every single day, I promise you, you grow so far. Don't sit there and judge yourself against other people. You don't need to do that. Just keep being you. Oh, man, John, you've dropped some great, 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 just great love out there. And I think that anybody who's watched the show tonight will understand what kind of person you are if they don't know who you are already. And I know that I've got to, being here tonight and asking these five questions, getting to know you a little bit more, man, you're a great person, man. And I'm really lucky to have you on the show tonight. And I'm so glad that we asked these questions and got to know you some more. I look forward to not just doing this and, you know, I look forward to being part of your network, being your friend. You know, hopefully one day we all get to get together, you know, hang out, share a meal. We eat some lumpia. We'll do some stuff like that.
Yeah. Where are you guys from? What area are you guys at?
I'm in Kentucky, man. Kentucky, like south of Louisville. But we got some Filipino love. My wife's Filipino.
Dang.
Lanceta and Labriazos. Yeah, so you got the – I'm half Korean. So, you know, we got a little bit of that love in the air.
Yeah, y'all eat good.
I eat real good. And my wife learned how to make Korean, too, so it's everything. So it's a little bit of my mom hooked her up. You know what I'm saying? She's like – my mom was like, I'll teach you how to do it. All right. You know what's up, man. You know what's up. Yes. My wife's family is huge. They're the biggest, probably the biggest Filipino family in Louisville, Kentucky, the Lancetas. They're huge. I mean, they're strong. They're, man, huge. Yeah. So good people. Best people. The food, the family. You know how it is.
Of course.
No, man, we appreciate you, and we look forward to, like, seriously, one day we're all, you know, we're gonna all get together someday. We plan on having our own little thing one day too, so it's gonna be big. 2021, as great as 2020 is, I have a feeling 2021 is gonna be even better for you. So I'm looking forward to watching your end of year video next year. So I could tell you, it's gonna be live. You know, I know ours is gonna be big. We had the best year ever, man, and I'm so happy to start 2021 with you. Getting ready to start our season two here in 3 days, and this is going to be one of the first episodes to be released into pieces, you know, for the podcast side of it, you know, and we're real excited about that too, man. John, you are a gentleman, a scholar.
Yes.
You're a cool ass dude. You know what I mean?
Hey, before we go though, here's my last thing I want everyone to focus on, because there's a lot of dealers out there. This is something that you guys all need to focus on, and you guys are already doing it. 2021. I'm predicting 2021 into 2022, everyone's going to transition into brand. Okay? Brand. It's all about brand. If you're not branding right now, you're done, right? It's brand. Just focus on that. That's the nugget I will leave. That's the piece of advice of if you want to do anything in this game right now, brand. Right? Ooh. And you don't need a cool name. You don't need a cool name. You don't got to be subprime here. You don't gotta be selling cars like Candy Bar. You gotta be these names, right? We sound like wrestlers now, okay? But you don't need it.
Girl jumps up in here. Okay?
Woo! Hey, I'm just saying, brand at the fullest, as much as you guys can. Just brand. I promise you, it will change the course of your dealership. It will change the course of your own personal brand. And it will change the course of how digital marketing and how people do business. They relate to brand. That's it. So I'll leave it with that, folks.
And I cannot agree with you anymore, man. We are definitely honest. We need to project up on something one day. So anyhow.
Well, here's the first time.
To be out there doing what it is that you do, you need to eventually, being a business owner, have to be a brand artist. And that's what you're
doing.
And it's all facets. It's not just your logo. It's your message.
Yeah.
It's the way you do business. There's so much that goes to that.
You.
We want to teach you more about that. The consistent method is coming out for you to be able to get those nuggets
coming out soon,
folks. On a consistent
basis.
But we want to make sure that you know that these incredible solutionaries are going to be brewing all year with you. And I'm so thankful, John, because you are just being the best version of you each and every day, and you're depositing that, and you're trying to make sure to poke and prod and at least give the opportunity for somebody else to do the same thing. And that's why you're going to continue to be blessed. That's why you're going to continue to see success, because you're sowing the right seeds, and you're just being incredible with what it is that you're being gifted. And that dreamer that's inside of you, I just encourage you to continue to stretch, continue to dream further. And definitely we want to do all that we can to pour a little caffeine onto that, just to rev it up however we can. By all means, let us know. We love to team up on awesome new projects going forward, and I can't wait to see what it is that happens inside of your world. But by all means, man, hey, make sure that people know how to get a hold of you, where to get some of that swag, and where to get some of that, because we need to do a little swag exchange, right?
We're going to be sending you some stuff here soon, so we need to, after we get done with this, stay on for a moment so we can ask you a few questions.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I'm pretty easy. If you follow me on LinkedIn, obviously, just go to LinkedIn. You just DM me, just ping me, that type of thing. On Instagram, my actual handle is Selling Cars Like Candy Bars. You can find me on that. I actually recommend people that that are actually trying to find out who I really am. Just look at my Instagram. I put my family up there all the time. I talk about my whole daily life. I keep LinkedIn as LinkedIn. LinkedIn is professional. I try to keep that as much as possible. But if you want to find that, find more about me there, go to Instagram or Facebook. So Selling Cars Like Candy Bars. But just DM me. If you want to reach out to me directly, I don't mind giving my phone number at all. So the phone number is 619-852-5162. That's my cell phone. That ain't no burner phone. That's the real deal, Holyfield. Just text me, call me, just say, hey, look, I'm looking for XYZ. Just FYI, the shipping costs are getting a lot more, so don't get mad if I raise my prices because shipping is ridiculous right now. But anyway, dude, it's stupid. It's dumb. It's dumb. But anyhow, it is what it is. But yeah, you can hit me up on LinkedIn. You can call, text, DM me, email me, and I'm really easy to get a hold of. So don't ever feel intimidated. Don't ever feel like I'm going to say no. Just hit me up. I'm always going to say yes. I'm a lay down.
I love it. Me too, my friend. Me too. So, yes, I'm so glad we had John here today.
Incredible five lineup.
The drops. Freaking golden nugget gems, whatever you want to call it. He dropped it tonight. He dropped the bomb on us. Man, this was hot. And I challenge you to a basketball game one-on-one eventually. Oh, hey, I'm just saying.
Oh, snap.
Hey, I'm from the big blue state, baby. UK, let's go.
Yeah, ball. Hey, about it.
We shoot
there was a lot out here.
I know you ball, though. I see what you're talking about your Instagram. I've seen what you're talking about. So anyway. Folks, we appreciate you all for coming out tonight. I hope you guys had as much fun as we did. I know that selling cars like candy bars ain't nothing like it. That is the best way to sell cars. Just have fun out there. Enjoy it. Be like a kid. Be yourself. And do everything that you want to do. That's all you have to do. It's that simple. It is. Like John said earlier, selling cars is easy, folks.
Easy.
It's easy. Simple. You just really got to go out and do it and put the work in. When you show up to work, you got to show up and do your thing.
Yep.
When you show up, you got to keep growing. And remember, brand yourself this year. If you're not branding yourself already, it's time to brand yourself. Oh, folks, God. You can reach out to John right now, and John can show you how to brand yourself. You can reach out to us. We know what's up, too. But I tell you what, John will make sure that you got your brand down. Let's get it.
So what's up? So, car guys and car gals, you know what it is that you need to do. Make sure that you go check out everybody that has been involved inside of this conversation. Say hello to them. Give them a little coffee cup. Give them a little light. Give them a little hello. But ultimately, wherever it is that you go, we want to make sure that you are brewing solutions. This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
This is Frelin Arts, subprime hero.
And we have been so thankful to be brewing solutions with the one, the only, the incredible John
Resurrection!
On the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, and we are encouraging you to do the same. To upshift and uplift the industry. Slay the stigmas, people. Join arms and everybody. Let's brew. Let's do what it is that we do.